Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today?
Can I speak to your supervisor?
Yes, sir. Can I have your customer number? I have to pull up your account before I can transfer you to one.
It's somewhere. Hold on a minute. I'm looking for it. I usually have it right here in hand, but I... shoot. Okay, my name's Michael Keene. 4125 McHenry Avenue, Modesto, California, 95356, space 85. My email is glass1621pimlico@gmail.com.
Sir, if you don't have your account number, we can find it by the phone number associated with the account. What's the phone number?
Okay, because they tell me to tell them all that stuff, too. 209-272-6762.
And that's 209-272-6762.
Yes.
And what type buildup is this for?
I need to talk to him.
I need what type of buildup is it? DeLorean, Ghostbusters?
It's all of them.
You have several accounts with us?
Yes. And I'm not getting them. And I'm done.
Okay, we have,
and I need
sir.
To talk to you. Yeah.
Hold on just a second. I'm trying to assist you. I have to locate your accounts for you one by one. And then we can pull them up. And then that's when I'm going to need you to verify your name and address for me. So let me push on hold while the system locates your orders with your phone number.
Okay, because the guy put them all on Glass 1621 Pimlico.
I'm not sure what that is, sir. But let me try to locate your accounts for you. Hold on just a second. Thank you for holding for me. Now I need you to verify your name and address for me.
My name is Michael Keene. My address is 4125 McHenry Avenue, Modesto, California, 95356, space 85.
Thank you for verifying the information for me. Now the first build-up that it pulled up for me was for the DeLorean build-up.
Yes.
And it gave me a message. It stated that issue one is out of stock. So that's why you hadn't received anything on this order.
Okay.
And I'm going to have to place you on hold and pull up the second one for you. Hold on just a second. System is still locating that second account for you, sir. Thank you for your patience.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you for holding it for me, sir. Now the second account that it pulled up for me, same name and address, is for the Ghostbusters Ecto-1 build-up.
Yes.
And now the system gave me a message then that issues 11 through 14 are out of stock. And when one item is out of stock, they don't ship anything. So
yes,
that's why you hadn't received anything on that order. So let me place you on hold and locate your next field up. System still loading for me, sir. Thank you for holding.
No problem.
Thank you for your patience. And the next account that pulled up for us was the Nissan GTR. That's the same name and address. And it shows that your next shipment is scheduled to go to the warehouse on June the 29th.
Okay. Yeah, but I never got one. And I told you guys that 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago.
You never got what, sir?
Number two. You guys sent me number two and did not give me number one.
Okay. In your introductory shipment, you never received the first one. You just received issue two?
Yes.
Okay. Now, see, for that, what you need to do is take a picture of the issue that you did receive with the invoice.
Okay.
And you have to send an email.
Yeah, I called you guys. Yeah, I called you guys right away when I got it and opened it.
Yes, sir, but I have to inform you of the steps that you need to take to get it.
Okay. I did not know that.
Yes, sir.
Nobody
now we have a new department now. Used to be back in the day, we could just reship it to you, but they won't allow us to do that anymore. What you have to do now, if you receive the wrong item or you don't receive all of your parts, you have to send an email of the shipment that you did receive with the invoice that was in the box, and you have to email that picture to customer service at eaglemoss.com.
Okay.
They review the pictures, they will email you back to let you know when they can send you out issue one.
Okay, because I talked to somebody a couple of days ago, and they said it was already in process being issued, or already being at the warehouse getting ready to go out. See, I'm getting 10 different answers from 10 different people.
Now, you say that you've already received it, so it's nothing at the warehouse getting ready to go out. I'm looking at the notes here on your order.
Yeah, and one lady told me that they sent it over to them and told them that I didn't receive it because I called them the day I got it, and they looked it up the day I called and got it.
It shows here in the notes on June the 16th that they put in that request for the reship for you, but it doesn't show that that item has shipped out.
No, that's what I said. They're telling me they've already put the notes in the reship, and they're telling me that it's going to take a while to get reshipped. They never told me about taking a picture or nothing.
Oh, and I do apologize that I didn't inform you of that, but you do need to send a picture of what you did receive with that invoice to customer service at eaglemoss.com before they even ship you out issue one. Inform in that email that you didn't receive issue one, but you did receive issue two.
Yeah, it was weird because I opened it and I said, where's issue one? Yeah, okay, and the next one?
I have to pull it up separately for you. Let me place you on another brief call.
Yeah, the next one should probably have like three of them on there.
Thank you for honing for me, sir. And the next account that pulled up was for the Jeep Willys MB build-up, same name and address.
Yep.
Shows your next shipment is scheduled to go to the warehouse on June the 30th.
Okay.
And I have to pull the other ones up individually for you. Place you on another brief hold.
Okay. No problem. As you notice, I'm a big collector of this stuff.
Thank you for honing for me. And I pulled up that last account, and that was same name and address. That's for the Mustang Eleanor build-up. It gave me a message that issue 39 through 42 was out of stock. So that's why you hadn't received anything on that.
Okay, the last time I talked to them, they told me issue number 36 was the only thing that was out of stock.
Well, the new message is showing the magazine for issue 39 through 42 are out of stock. I can only inform you what the system is stating to me.
Okay, Can I speak to a supervisor still?
Ah, okay, and then I have to notate your caller. Why you want to speak to the supervisor, and what is the issue you're having? What account did you want to speak to him about?
All of them.
I have to put all those account numbers in your message. So you're really going to have to hold on so I could go back and write all those account numbers down.
Okay.
Still notating that account for you. Thank you for honing. Notating that call for you, so you have an audit account. I have to put all those numbers in for you.
Okay. Yeah, because I have two Ghostbuster cars. I know that. Number 11 through whatever is out of stock.
Still notating that call for you, sir. Thank you for your patience, sir. I have that call notated for you. We'll get you over to a supervisor for assistance. You're very welcome. Thank you for calling Eagle Moth Collections. Please hold the line for me.